Waffle Window offers seasonal specialties with a twist, serving breakfast and lunch, open daily from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. or later. Lunch was provided by Godey's Texas Style Barbecue, located in Vancouver, Washington at 15640 Northeast 4th Plain Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, Godey's serves southern cuisine such as barbecue and sandwiches for lunch and dinner. Dinner was provided by Radio Room, located in Northeast Portland at 1101 Northeast Alberta Street. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., Radio Room is a lounge that serves new American cuisine and drinks. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This is KBOO Portland. The time now is 8 o'clock. Coming up next is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of another PDX Music Video Festival and concert on Saturday, April 13th, from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Another PDX Music Video Festival and concert is an all-ages event featuring 90 minutes of music videos from 26 Portland music artists. There will also be live performances by Skull Dive, Camp Crush, and Sam Dinsmore. Again, that's another PDX Music Video Festival and concert on Saturday, April 13th, from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Come on.
Are you scared yet? You ought to be.
Give me money.
Time in history when if you're not scared, you're not smart. I'm going to say that.
If you're not scared, you're not smart.
Right. Because it's a terrifying time. This is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. We're going to tell you the truth and we're going to tell you it often. We're going to tell it until you're damn well nauseous.
Also, if you're not smart, you're not scared.
And also, we have some kinds of deals that you wouldn't even believe for donating to this station.
All kinds of deals.
So don't
get them while they're hot.
Don't move away.
Back now.
Listen, it's going to be a wild ride. We're going to be very happy. Okay. So we're going to start.
Are there
out.
Any more marketing cliches we can spout out?
Let's throw
here?
Some more cliches. I mean, I thought
everything must go
all at once. We're going to sell. You see this microphone? You can have it for $5.25 million.
It's a full inventory
blowout.
Yeah. Okay. Right. It's that time of the year.
Okay.
This station doesn't pay for itself.
Man, it doesn't even pay.
That's another conversation. This station depends on the contributions of you, our listeners. It's really that simple. It's one of those rare cause and effect relationships you can rely on in
really,
this universe.
Really, and you know, we're going to be both silly and serious today. It's really the case that this country is at the most significant crisis in its domestic world. We have a true fascist government run by a true, fortunately idiotic fascist, and it's moving in a rightward trajectory at a speed you can't really appreciate unless you're paying attention. And it's our job to help you pay attention.
That's right. It's kind of like the uncertainty principle of politics.
What? What?
You can't see it unless you're paying attention. It's a sort of a corollary. Never mind.
I know.
I digress.
Yeah, you do.
All right, the number to call to make a contribution to KBOO, this is very important, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. But you don't have to use the telephone, that antiquated piece of 20th century technology. No, you can log on to the internet tubes at kboo.fm. Click on the donate button, and it's just that easy.
You know, what I'm hearing about the internet now more and more is that it's been invaded by trolls.
Well, that's nothing new.
Well,
aren't you paying? I thought you were paying attention.
I don't pay attention.
Well, you just said you.
I'm saying, never, don't contradict me. Okay. Not on the air. No, seriously, folks, we do want you to call. We do want you to make contributions. We do feel that this station is extremely important, and I want to make clear why it's important. It's not because it has great music programming, though it does. It's not because it has really wise voices, and it does. It's because in this time, we are one of the lonely voices of truth in the face of fascism. And if you don't think that's true, wait a couple of years.
Wait, what? Because we'll go away or we'll be joined by other voices?
We'll go away. No. I think, it's a hard time for...
Across Portland listeners are going, hallelujah!
Ah, gone at last! All right. I actually have. Should I pitch our thing first, or do you want to just ask?
Oh, yes, there's a thing.
We have a thing.
It's a thing we've never had before.
Oh, we
it's a brand new thing.
Well, it's a thing. We had a thing with Higgins years ago.
Who cares? That was a long time ago. This is brand new.
A new thing. We have a new thing.
What's the thing, Joe?
The thing is dinner for two.
Ooh.
With you and me, or you and or me.
Dinner is good.
Dinner's
I try to eat it every day.
At the Screen Door, which is a really good restaurant.
Dinner at the Screen Door is even better.
Yeah. Dinner at Screen Door at your and our convenience and their convenience.
On East Burnside Street.
For two people for the mere price of $200.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Who, Joe, will be our lucky winner's dinner guests?
You and me.
That's right.
And whoever those people are who have the brains, the desire, the interest. In fact, you know, you can give the $200 and just not even eat dinner with us if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we should go through the permutations. $200 gets you dinner at the Screen Door with Abe and Joe or Abe or none of us.
Yeah,
if you'd rather have a peaceful dinner and digest your food in a slow and dignified way.
Yeah, you can certainly keep us away from the table.
You certainly can.
And throw scraps to us while we whine around on the floor. I mean, you know, this is a really good deal. The people who own the restaurant are being very generous. This is an unusual opportunity. There's going to be two such dinner possibilities. So I know that a lot of you out there are really not heavy in the money. And this is certainly, it's kind of up in the cost range of the rich to eat dinner for $200. But the fact of the matter is, this will be fun. We can spend as much time or as little time together as you wish. You get to choose me or he or neither of us and have a dinner.
Wouldn't it be you get to choose him? That's him, the objective masculine
him, yeah,
pronoun.
You're right. You're
okay.
Right. But
you get to choose me or him. Yeah.
I'm really glad you straightened that out,
because yeah,
I was really unclear.
We're committed to a high level of grammatical accuracy here.
We are, and we worry about it a lot,
we
or
do.
At least some of us do. All right, this is the thing. I'm not gonna pitch this a lot. I'm going to bring it up a few times, because it is a chunk of change. But that $200 keeps this station operating. And any amount of money, I want to be clear about this, any amount of money, $5, $10, $1,000, whatever, that you put into the pocket here keeps alive the fight. And this is not an exaggeration, the fight against fascism. We are in an age unprecedented in my life, and I'm an old guy. We have never had a stupider, more frightening situation in politics in America than this.
Stupider and more frightening than Nixon?
Yes, actually, because he was insane in a way that he could be taken out. He could be taken out.
Stupider and more frightening than the Cheney administration?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because Cheney, all he wanted was make war, not peace.
He wanted to make money.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah.
That's why we have that new theme song for today.
That's right. All right. So 877-500-5266. That's the number to call. Become a member of KBOO or to renew your existing membership. We love when our existing members call up to reaffirm their commitment to this radio station and all that it stands for. But we really love it when people who have not been a member thus far take that plunge, cross that line, pull that lever, enact your metaphor of choice, and become a member of KBOO.
Really? I mean... There are not a lot of institutions that are truly dedicated to the struggle against what's going on. I think as far as radio goes, we're just about the only one.
Yeah.
And this is really important. Without us, little voice that we might be, weird station that we are, without us, things get silent and creepier than they've ever been before. It's kind of like the world has turned into a 737 MAX, and we are arguing to put the plane on the ground. Well, that's a false metaphor. Never mind.
Wow.
Wow.
Really had to reach for that one.
I had to reach for that one, and I'm crashing
now. You're still reaching. All right. So the onrushing forces of fascism, is that hyperbole? No.
No. It unfortunately, it's not. It's really not. I wish it were. I know we tend to, particularly on the left, we tend to exaggerate, make things more serious than they are. But this time, it ain't just crying wolf. There's a big, bad mountain lion coming after you. And it's called a Trump.
Would you cry wolf if there's a mountain lion coming?
I think I would cry wolf if there was a mountain lion coming. Oh, if I couldn't think of a better word.
Okay. Now, I mentioned the Cheney administration a few minutes ago.
Yeah, why'd you bring Cheney?
I brought that up because I wanted to just refresh everyone's memory that recall that back when there were responsible conservatives in charge.
And there were some, though we might disagree with
them. No, there were not. That was a criminal administration top to bottom. I'm being sarcastic, Joe. There's nothing responsible about those guys.
Okay.
But, you know, conservatives, the enemy of big government, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So what did the Cheney administration do after the September 11th attacks? Of course, they created a whole new cabinet department because they're the enemies of big government.
You mean Homeland Security?
Homeland Security. Now, let's think about that name for a minute. That sounds straight out of Orwell to me.
Oh, that sounds
fascist to me. It rolls off the lips.
You got to watch language because language is one of the first indicators of a flow toward totalitarianism.
Homeland Security. That is ominous right there.
Right.
And for good reason. The Homeland Security Department started doing some really bad stuff back under the Cheney administration. And unfortunately, a lot of that bad stuff was not walked back by the Obama administration, and now Trump's in charge of the
place.
Well,
to be fair, Obama was tied up by the weird Republicans who've turned unpatriotic.
I don't buy that.
We can argue about that, but never mind.
Okay. So now we're on into the Trump administration, of course, who part of their Homeland Security doctrine is separating families from children at our southern border and locking everybody up in concentration camps.
Yeah.
Again, is this hyperbole? No.
No.
No, it is not. So you might ask, well, how does that signal the oncoming rush of fascism? Well, I would say detention camps, concentration camps are a red flag, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. And I particularly note that it's people of color that are being locked up.
It's entirely people of color who are being locked up, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not mince words.
Also, they speak another language.
They don't speak American. This is also true. So you would think perhaps that behavior was fascist enough for this administration, but no. The Homeland Security Secretary, Kristen Nielsen, was just fired for not being harsh enough in her enforcement of the administration's border policies.
Right.
So we're looking for someone meaner now to put in that position.
Yeah.
That's fascism.
Well, yeah, it is. But let's understand, when we say fascism, in the classic sense, it means a government which cooperates with the owner class, with the ruling class, the industrialists and so on, against the interests of the people. And that's what fascism was in Italy, that's what fascism was in Spain, and that's what fascism was in Nazi Germany. It always has an element, by the way, of marginalizing groups and defining what is the real people.
In Imperial Japan, it was like that.
Oh, too. I forgot Japan. Yeah. How could I forget
One
Japan?
Might argue it's that way in formerly communist China now.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a problem for us right here, right now. Right here, right now, we got to focus on the fact that people are slow to realize that this Trump clown, while being a clown, is nevertheless a clown with a purpose and a gun in his hand.
Nothing scarier than an armed clown with a purpose.
Really?
I'm here to tell
you. Really? My sister, may she rest in peace, was always scared of clowns and maybe had a sense of foreshadowing of what was coming. Okay,
I'm not
stop
sure what
laughing.
To say to that.
Honor the dead. What?
Okay, all sorry.
Right, all right. Be serious. Be very serious, folks, because I really don't know how to convince people who aren't already convinced that whatever they've given to the station, they need to give more.
not because we're so wealthy, not because our staff is so well paid, because it sure as hell ain't true, but because in order to survive, we need to keep our technologies running. We need to spend time and money on almost everything you can think of that has to do with media. And because we are unique in that we are constantly on the case of this fascist administration.
Yeah, you're right. We do have to keep the lights on. We do have to keep the transmitter going. That transmitter takes 50,000 watts to run.
Woo!
That's a lot of watts. That's a lot of hamsters on wheels making that transmitter go.
I always wondered how it worked.
Well, you haven't been down to the hamster room?
It's rows and rows, and the smell is just horrible.
Yeah. So there, for a one-time contribution of $500,000, we will show you the hamster room at KBOO, where the electricity
But that will build the hamster room. Okay, we got to be serious here, because this is really serious. If you are sitting on your hands, if you are, oh, I already gave this or I gave that, this is not that time. This is the time to put up, or else we're going to have to shut up. And I don't mean Abe and I, we're annoying enough. But in fact, Amy Goodman will disappear from your purview. So many other great persons, great ideas. Great
David Barsamian.
Oh, yeah. Good man.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this is really a time when we need your support. We need to not just be as we are, but expand beyond as we are.
Yeah.
Because we really are uniquely opposed to a fascist system.
And if you're still on the fence about whether or not what we're witnessing right now constitutes a fascist administration, or at the very least a proto-fascist administration, the evidence is all around you. And this is one of the places where that evidence is going to be laid out in a clear and concise and understandable way.
Yeah, and we'll even be as nasty as we can be.
That's right, because you and I are nothing but clear and concise and understandable.
I think maybe that's an exaggeration in and of itself, but I certainly believe that if you care at all about what's happening in America or what's happening in Portland, Oregon, you want me to give you a list of bad things in Portland, Oregon? Yeah, I'm going to give you a list of bad things in Portland, Oregon. There's a Senate bill, Senate Bill 10, which I mentioned last week, which is going to, if passed, create powerful zones of 1/2 mile on either side of all the MAX tracks and all the bus routes, and take away local zoning regulations and create a zoning system that's solely run by the agency. That's real.
And what would those zones permit? And what would they
big buildings?
Oh, I see.
Lots and lots of buildings. Mm-hmm. But ironically, we're not talking about housing for the poor. We're not talking about housing that's supported by need for the homeless. We're talking about projects that will enrich the development class. This is a real thing. And it's local. And it's important to understand. This is the kind of thing you get when you have a nation that moves inexorably toward fascism.
It's frightening.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This is a talk radio show.
Yeah.
And if people would like to call us up and talk about these things or whatever happens to be on your mind.
Well, sort of.
You're off the leash today, listeners.
Yeah, really.
503-231-8187 is that number to call. That's the number to talk to Joe and myself here in the studio. But there's a more important number this morning. What is it, Joe?
It's 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And why is it important, Abe?
Because, as I mentioned at the outset, there is an established cause and effect relationship here. This station keeps its lights on, keeps broadcasting. That's the effect. Because of the dollars that our listeners contribute, that's the cause.
And
those two run
together.
You
know, and I'm donating my entire salary here to this station.
That's very generous of you.
Considering that it's nothing.
That's incredibly generous
of
you.
I think so.
And also, we need to reiterate, for the low, low contribution of $200.
$200.
You.
A mere bagatelle.
Can have dinner at the Screen Door Cafe.
Right.
With Abe and Joe.
Or Abe, or Joe, or neither of us if they want to.
Can you imagine the scintillating conversation, Joe?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the bon mot?
The bon mot?
The witty asides.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
The hearty laughter.
The cheers.
That's right. The arched eyebrows.
The wild and inappropriate, you know.
Whatever. You got to pay. You got to pay $200 to find out.
$200. And there are two of these offers, two $200 deals. I know it's a lot of money, but there's a lot of people out there probably stashed $200 somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you know, old pair of jeans.
If you went to the restaurant just on your own, you'd probably drop $100.
Say you left over from the last time you were at the dog track. It's in your back pocket.
There's no dog track anymore.
I know.
Okay, there's people calling us, 231-8187. So let's go out to Mike. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Abe.
Hey, how much you giving us, Mike?
Everything I can. I'm on Social Security.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the lady came by yesterday. We're watching the tube, and she stuck a paper on hands, $25 increase in our rent. But I'll get you guys some money. I'll get you guys some money.
Hey, we really appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah, man. Any amount, Mike.
I got three quick questions.
Three?
Why aren't people going berserk? Why isn't this whole country going berserk?
Because over the years it's been inured to things, and because there's so much media promoting so much junk that it's hard to plow through it to see what's really going on. It's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. And you also said that we're inexorably or whatever leaning towards fascism. I don't think that's so. I think the majority of the people have their heads on straight, but they're somehow, this living in the now is not going to get it. I've actually been accused of being able to predict the future because I spent so much of my life really digging into the history and the past, and that's the only way you're going to see the future. So forget about the now. Start looking at our past. And my third question is, can we make a list? Can we compare the worst presidents that we've ever had and compare the damage? I mean, Andrew Johnson, some of these others, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I got it real quick. You know how Forbes got started, don't you? I've already told you that one.
I don't remember if you did, but I don't remember. How did Forbes get started?
At the end of World War One, the government put out this big, huge amount of money to give back to the veterans that came that were injured, missing legs and arms and everything. Forbes took that money and robbed it, and that's how Forbes got started.
Well, I've always said, and it's probably to some degree, more than just some degree, true, that great fortunes always begin with crime.
Well, there you go. And it's in the library. You can find it if you study the World War One history.
Huh.
But would you guys consider taking a minute or two? I know he's done more damage to one we've got right now than any president in our history. And it's going to take 25, 30 years to dig ourselves out of it. And even if we do get a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, a Democratic President, and, you know, forget the judicial, we're toast there for who knows how long, people will probably breathe easy. Next. You can't do that. Let's just pray we get some, you know, advance, and then don't take a breath. Keep moving.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate your call. I know that you're not a wealthy man, and I know you'll give what you can. And
I'll get you some money.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I definitely will. I mean, you guys are it. You're the lifeline. NPR, once they took their funding away 20 years ago, their news suddenly changed, you know?
Well, they got a lot of British shows, you know. It's nice.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Think about that list of bad presidents.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right. Here's
what do you got?
This is off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The fifth worst president of all time.
How can you count?
I just gave five. I just made a list of five.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He was a baddie. He wanted to revert the whole system back to old neo-slavery.
Yeah, essentially put an end to Reconstruction.
And they actually kicked him out.
Impeached.
They impeached him.
Impeached, but not removed.
No.
Right.
Well, no one's been ever removed.
Removed. No, nobody has. Number four, James Buchanan.
Why Buchanan?
You know, I can't remember. I just remember this.
I can't remember.
vaguely that he was a bad president. I'll have to dig into that.
Well.
That's a placeholder. James Buchanan's a placeholder. Number three, third worst president of all time, Richard Nixon.
Oh, he was a foul fellow.
Yeah, he was.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
The only president to resign while in office and did so because he was facing imminent impeachment removal.
Well, when Barry Goldwater comes to you, your right-wing friend Barry Goldwater, and says, you better quit, you're done.
Yeah. Number two, second worst president ever, Donald Trump.
Wait a minute. There's a one beyond that?
Yeah. George W. Bush, number one with a bullet.
Why?
Well, just think of what he'd set in motion.
I'll go for that.
He set us on this path to endless war.
Yeah.
The authorization for the use of military force that was passed after the September 11th attacks had been used to justify pretty much any military intervention the president has wanted to do since then. We've spent in excess of $10 trillion on extended foreign wars that seemingly have no end. He tried to take away Social Security.
That's true. It's true.
He presided over the implementation of a radically ramped up security and surveillance state here domestically in the United States. He created, as I mentioned before, an entire cabinet department.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think Trump is the worst, and he's not even done yet.
No, he's not even done yet. I still don't think he's the worst. Until he can top the war in Iraq.
Well, you're focusing on our violence overseas.
I am.
Oh, all right.
I think the war in Iraq was the biggest foreign policy blunder in the history of the Republic.
No,
consequences of which we have still yet to
reckon with. I disagree with that very fact. I think Vietnam was the biggest policy blunder ever in our history. Oh, we squandered so much and got so little, and now we're trade partners and buddies.
The Iraq War is still going on, longer still than the Vietnam conflict.
That's true,
conflict.
But fewer people losing their legs, though. You know,
fewer on their legs on our side. Yes,
I see your point.
Okay,
all right. If you want to, you can join this conversation about which was our worst president. I mean, what the heck? Or you can discuss our best or worst war. But in the meantime, the thing you must do, and you must do it now, is take a look at your bank account, examine your heart, consider your wallet, and make a contribution to KBOO. And in order to do that, on the phone, now you can do it online, but on the phone is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And you ought to do that right now so we can move on to other terrible things.
Buchanan was, this is my very, very quick research into why he was such
the
terrible
five worst
president. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Buchanan, because he was president before the Civil War.
Yeah.
The 1850s, uh-huh. Just before the Civil War. And he endorsed the view that residents of each new territory, rather than the government, should decide whether or not to allow slavery.
Yeah, that led to bloody Kansas.
That led to bloody Kansas. Yeah. So essentially, he was an inept and corrupt guy right at a time where that was the least useful thing we could have had.
In fact, the whole expansionist policies of the U.S. past the Mississippi River, going toward the Northwest and toward the Southwest, was driven by the desire of the slaveholders in the South to have more and more land to grow cotton to make themselves rich, which would extend the slave empire.
Indeed.
This is really true. And the thing about cotton is that if you don't rotate a crop on it, the land goes bad. It's kind of like that movie Pet Sematary.
So much like that movie.
Yeah,
Pet
just
Cemetery.
Like that movie, Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
So, oh, wait. Our producer is saying Teapot Dome.
Yeah, I thought about Harding.
Harding?
Yeah, I thought about throwing Harding.
You know,
in there,
he kept his mistress in the White House.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, I mean, if you're going to have a mistress, you might as well go full out, right?
Full out?
I mean, why mitts
full
around?
Out?
Why, you know, why hide? Just bring your mistress in the White House.
I don't even know how to deal with
Buchanan,
that.
Buchanan. Also, a lot of people believe was actually our first gay president.
Why do we believe that?
There was a lot of circumstantial evidence at the time. He was never married. He was not seen in the company of women.
How relevant
it's just an,
is that?
It's an interesting historical footnote.
Okay.
That we may have already had a first gay president.
Okay. Anything that keeps
you don't think that's noteworthy?
Anything that keeps you happy, anybody?
That's interesting. That's worth noting, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But right now, I'm not sure that we don't need to know how we're doing money-wise, or if anyone has made the opportunity to have dinner with you and me or neither of us.
I know. I'm waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, for $200. That's a
right.
Big chunk of change in our community.
Yeah.
But are we? Is that happening?
I don't know. God, we're going to have to polish up our one-liners and
We have to be witty.
Yes, be on
our
game.
Extremely clever.
Yeah,
I'll have to read a book.
Oh yeah, it can't, you know, it can't just be food and too much wine. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's also, although
yeah, kind of hoping that's what it is.
Well,
but,
you know, I actually want to. I don't want to make a big deal of it. But the Screen Door is a popular restaurant, but it's also a really good one.
It is a very good one.
And I kind of chose this because I thought, you know, last time we did this, it was a similar deal with. I think it was before your time. It was a similar deal with Higgins, and Greg is a great guy, and I didn't want to hit on him yet again.
He's been a guest on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Greg Higgins.
Yeah, Greg Higgins, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, 231-8187. And if you want to make a contribution, by all means, please, 877-500-5266. I'll repeat that because I said it too fast. 877-500-5266. And, you know, we're getting to the place where we want to find out if anybody's given us any money.
We do want to find that out, yeah. So if Pledge Central wants to jump in here, they are welcome. In the meantime, here's what I'd like people to do.
Okay.
I'd like first to pick up the phone, call 877-500-5266, make a contribution to KBOO. Then I want you to call another number, 503-231-8187. Join us on the air here and tell me why I got my list of worst presidents wrong. Okay, here it is again. In descending order, the five worst presidents: Andrew Johnson, James Buchanan, Richard Nixon, Donald Trump, George W. Bush.
I still think Trump, because he's bringing on fascism for real, is the worst.
Yeah, he hasn't started a war yet.
War is just another means of creating fascism.
Yeah. He didn't steal this election. He had Russia steal it for him.
I don't know that that's true. I think they were partners in that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
But there was no collusion.
No collusion!
503-231-8187 is the number to call to speak with us on the air. But as we mentioned before, and we'll continue to mention, there's a more important set of digits, Joe.
What is that?
877-500-5266. That is the number that puts you in touch with our lovely slate of volunteer operators back in Pledge Central.
So is this 877-500-5266?
That's right. And I did call those people back there a lovely slate.
Slate?
What a slate.
Is this a sexist thing? Are you being sexist?
No. How is slate a sexist term?
How is slate a sexist term?
How was that a sexist term?
All right. You watch it, boy. Oh, boy. That's bad, too.
Oh!
All right. Actually, if the Pledge people are aware and ready and our producer can go there, we could maybe find out if all this chatter is making any difference.
Oh, wait, we're being handed a piece of paper.
A piece of paper? Where?
Okay, it's got writing on it. Pass it over here.
Oh, there's promos. Here you go. This is you.
Coming up this morning during KBOO's Spring Drive. If you're not quite aware that we're in the midst of our Spring Drive now.
This is the Spring Drive, and you should be giving money to the station or I don't know what.
Coming up at 9 on Alternative Radio, we'll talk about the financialization of housing with guest Leilani Farha. At 10, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on stage and studio, D-May features two all-female theater productions opening on the same weekend. We talk with actress Sarah Hennessy in How to Keep an Alien at Corrib Theater and director Jocelyn Side of A Dark Sky Full of Stars at Theater Vertigo. At 11:30, Art Focus talks to Blackfish Gallery as they celebrate their 40th anniversary. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. 40 years in business.
Yeah.
All this and more coming up today on your community-supported radio station, KBOO.
To which you may contribute, I guess that's okay language, 877-500-5266. And I think we need to go out to the Pledge people and find out if we're getting any money at all or we're just chattering away meaninglessly.
Hi, this is Linda here in Membership Central. This is our spring membership drive. As you probably know, you wonderful audience out there, we have a $500 goal for this show, and we're not there yet. In fact, I don't believe we've had a call come in yet. I think everybody's just listening intently to you guys.
I thought we were being silly enough that they would call you.
I would have thought so, too. But they will, and we know that's true because that's what happens here at KBOO. There's ups and downs, and people are going and getting their coffee and driving to work, etc. But I know that the Joe and Abe show is one of the favorite shows out here, and I hear you guys call in and say how much you appreciate them and how much you appreciate the perspective and the research that they bring. So I'm asking you specifically, pull out your wallets metaphorically, because it's really don't need to have it in your hand, and call us at 877-500-5266. You know, make a big pledge. Big for you. Maybe big for you is $5 a month. Do that. That's a $60 a year involvement, and it really makes a difference with us. And there's all sorts of benefits to being a member of KBOO. You get to find out about those. There's many establishments that consider themselves our partnership and give you various benefits for becoming a member. Please take a moment right now. Show your support for the Abe and Joe Show, and show your support for KBOO and the radio station you know that makes a difference.
Well, Linda, I've been pitching this thing that I set up with this great restaurant.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that. I thought that was such a great idea.
Well, it
Joe.
Is a great
Sorry,
idea.
Sorry, I missed. I
no, no, it's cool. But the thing is, where are the people who want to have dinner? Where are the people? This is a town where people go out to eat, for goodness sake.
Yeah, they see you on the street. They recognize your voice. Now, where are they when you want to go to dinner?
And they crowd up at that particular restaurant, the Screen Door. You know, it's crowded every day with people wanting to eat. And it is the home of a thing I can't even believe exists, which is fried chicken and waffles.
I love fried chicken. I love waffles. I haven't ever had them together. But we want people to know that right now is the time to become a member. We want you to do it. Now, Abe, tell us about how much do they need to want to be a member for to be able to go out to dinner with you?
That's $200, Linda.
That's a great amount.
It is a great amount, but it's not that great an amount. There's a lot of people out there who can afford it. And you can have that dinner with Abe or with me or with both of us or with none of us. None of us. You in fact, could bring some other people. You
it's know, only $16.66 a month. I figured that out. No, I didn't. That wasn't my brain. That was our board op, our engineer, Ray Bodwell, $16.66 a month. There, we're hearing that phone ring, and we want to hear even more of those ring. That's what the people are here for.
Let's be clear. You can give as little as you have to or as much as you want to. We don't ask for this because we personally get anything out of it, maybe a little ego support, but not enough to warrant it. The fact of the matter is, this is a hard time in our history, and not responding to the challenge of fascism, and it is fascism, is a very dangerous decision, and you shouldn't be making it. There are many ways you can help. There are many organizations worth supporting, but communication is key, and KBOO keeps the lines of communication open, and it supports opposition to the fascist powers. And I think that's almost enough said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it is. It's exactly to the heart of it, Joe. Call that number. It's 877-500-5266. If you're listening online, you no doubt have seen that donate button in the upper right-hand corner
of
our homepage. Yeah, use it. Use it. Don't lose it. We really do need you to make a difference with your dollars. And I say that, and it sounds like a trite phrase, but it's not. You know, Joe, when you said there are many good organizations out there, the thing about KBOO is it brings those organizations to you. You hear about activists' events here in this town. You hear from the leadership of many different organizations that you believe in on this radio station. It isn't just a station. It is a disseminator of the information and of the issues that you care about. So you really do. Your dollars really do make a difference. So I'm asking you to pull out your wallet, your credit card, decide what level you can become a member at. Maybe you can do that $16.66 per month and get to have dinner with Joe or Abe. Or maybe, you know, you
or
can...
Or both.
Or both. Or maybe you can
or neither.
Do... or $10 a month and you can get one of the really great T-shirts. You know, maybe you're a $5 a month person. You want to put your toe in as being a member. You don't have a lot of money, but you do believe in our cause. We love you out there. Please do become a member. At the $5 a month level, that's $60 a year, and it just makes such a big difference to keeping this radio on the air. As you all know out there, it takes electricity, it takes water, it takes, you know, maintenance of our building and all our many microphones, our five studios that we have. You know, all of that takes money just to keep open and available to the hundreds of volunteers like Joe and Abe, like myself.
I'm not being paid?
No, Joe!
Oh! Oh, no!
You didn't know? Well, I'm sorry.
Gosh.
No paycheck's been going into you.
Oh, dear.
But You've been getting lots of thank yous from us here and the rest of the KBOO membership for being the learned person that you are and bringing your perspective to the air. And we need people to show that support right now. $10 a month is a really great amount. You know, the average amount for KBOO has actually gone up over the years. It's now $11.50 a month. I can remember when it was only $9 a month. So thank you, all you members who've been creeping up your membership or starting at a higher level. You really do make a difference because, of course, the cost of everything goes up in the capitalist society. So please take a moment right now. Show your support. You do know you actually do make a difference, and you are tuned in to Abe and Joe's show because you like to listen to it for one reason or another. Maybe you want to call in and argue a little bit with Joe or Abe.
A lot. You can argue a lot.
Or maybe you want to call in just to say thank you for bringing us that point of view or bringing us that information, which I hear a lot of people do too. Our talk shows in the morning are varied and diverse. Every one of them is hosted by volunteers. They're different people with different histories and perspectives. But you, the audience out there, really seem to support that. You want to be able to have your voice heard and other voices from the community heard. So please, really do show your support right now. We're early in on our spring membership drive. Let's move towards that goal rapidly. It's a $500 goal, and I don't know how much yet we have made, but I'll bring it to you the next break.
Well, thank you, Linda. And listen, you know, I'm thinking that I'm going to have to sing.
No. See, why do you do that? You escalate too soon. You got to build tension. Where's your sense of drama?
Well,
and dramatic arc.
You're dramatic arc. You're right.
Instantly invoke the threat of singing.
And that is not the Ark of the Covenant.
No, see, now
I'm really,
I don't even know where we are now or what we're doing.
I'm stepping into some weird turf.
Indeed. $200 is, in fact, $16.66 per month, which sounds to me a whole lot easier than one chunk of $200, doesn't it? Sound that way to you?
Sort of.
Yeah?
Kind of.
You know, so maybe you want to go have a nice dinner with Joe and myself at the Screen Door, have some chicken and waffles.
Or
maybe
something else, for God's sake. Don't eat chicken and waffles.
But you don't have a wad of $200 burning a hole in your pocket. Right?
Right. You know, I want to be clear about this. There are two opportunities to spend $200 with us at the Screen Door. And by the way, the food there is really good.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. And people wait in line.
A lot of people wait in lines. It's a thing.
And it's raining and they're waiting and it's worth it.
Right. So what I'm saying, $16.66 a month is a doable thing.
Hey,
for many of you.
Hey, someone took the first
dinner.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
Get their name, get their number. We have to work it out with them so it all comes together.
It just got real, Joe.
In a copacetic manner.
It just got, now we're going
to
have to deliver the
goods. Look at all the work
we're
doing just so you and
now
I
we
can
gotta
get a
perform.
Free dinner. Listen, there's another one of these dinners waiting in the wings. Won't you avail yourself of this? That $200, come on.
$16.66.
You waste that on your car.
Yeah, you do. It's true.
Actually, you waste it on your car a lot.
Yeah,
you know.
Indeed.
Uber does better.
Yeah, $16.66 a month. That is less than a Netflix subscription.
Is it?
I don't know. It's in the same ballpark as a Netflix subscription. I think a lot of you can swing that. And you'll be getting something priceless that you can treasure the rest of your life, which is the companionship of Joe and myself over a lovely meal at the Screen Door.
Well, you know what? You and I become tedious. It's hard to believe. I know we're exciting and we're cute and all that, but Linda is going to come on and explain something else.
Okay.
I thought there was some yes, I will.
Linda, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, Squirrel got your dinner. Now we want
Squirrel.
We know Squirrel. Hey, that's cool.
That's very cool. And, you know, it's not just one dinner that can be gotten, though. We want other people to call in, 877.
There's still a dinner left.
500-5266. Have a dinner with Abe or Joe at the...
And Joe. Well, either way. Or you just, if you want to, you can make it a romantic dinner without us.
No, that's not the deal. They have to have the romantic dinner and you.
Well, that'll blow the whole relationship.
I think it's a great idea because I think it's an opportunity for people to get to talk with the host that they hear week in, week out. They know you're there. They probably don't know you have a beautiful radio face. And
What is a radio face?
Well, I don't want to say what that is. It's an unseen face. I have a radio face,
too. It's not a television face. Let's just say that.
TV is not my medium.
Yeah, mine either. Oh, but, you know, we really need your support, and you are calling in with that support. We'd love it to come in a little bit more like the flooding we've been having out there in the world. Please give us a call right now at 877-500-5266. $200 a year, $1,666 a month will get you dinner with Abe or Joe or both of them. I'm not sure which.
No, all that or none of us.
At the
Screen door.
Sorry, I know the restaurant. I actually go past it all the time.
They have what's called in the argot of the restaurant business, lowland food. That means it's a traditional Southern kind of cooking with a lot of modern elements.
That sounds completely delicious.
Well, it's really quite good. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we want to thank them, by the way, the people who own Screen Door. They're making a major contribution. And their staff is helping. And we really appreciate that. Community effort is strong.
You know, community effort really does make a difference. I just went out to get my favorite coffee, and there was Grendel's, who's one of our supporters, with a sign for KABU
right on, Grendel's.
Yeah. And, you know, they support us with coffee, literally. They bring us ground coffee so that we can have coffee here at the station because, you know, we're on a tight budget. That's why we need your dollars.
We really are. And we really do the job. Listen, if you listen to the station, even in a random manner during the daytime, you will discover that the fight against fascism is being led and continues through KBOO. And this is really a serious time. We like to, you know, when we're trying to raise money, we say everything's serious. Oh my gosh, oh my golly. The fact of the matter is that we have the creepiest president. See, I don't agree with Abe on the worst presidents thing. I think we have the creepiest and most frightening president that we've had, certainly in modern times.
Yeah, he's pretty creepy. He's pretty bad. And you mentioned the fact that we do try to keep things serious and focused on the real stuff that's happening in our world. But we also, you and I, yeah, I think we bring to our show a certain sense of humor that I think is might even be as valuable as the seriousness.
Well, I don't think we're that funny.
Well, yeah.
You know, actually, okay. Milton Berle was better.
Oh, you set a high bar, sir.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you is that I think humor is going to be as helpful as just about anything else in navigating the next few years of American life. So I'd like to think that we bring a little of that to our perspective as well.
And if you find that valuable,
then pick up the phone and become a member of KABU. 877-500-5266.
Oh, I stepped on that. 877-500-5266. You know, making this station survive is a tedious task. Begging for money is a horrendous activity. We do it willingly, even eagerly, because there's no other way. No major corporation. We don't see Nike coming down here with a check.
No, we don't.
No, they may buy some athletes, but they don't buy us.
We're going to go back to the phones in just a second. But first, John helpfully sent along a link to a list of terrible presidents.
Oh, another list of terrible
this
presidents.
This one compiled by U.S. News and World Report.
Okay.
All right. So at number five, Millard Fillmore. Here's why they said he was bad. He backed the Compromise of 1850 that delayed the Southern secession by allowing slavery to spread.
Yeah, and creating the famous Kansas War.
Indeed. Number four, Franklin Pierce. His fervor for expanding the borders, thereby adding several slave states, helped set the stage for the Civil War. It's almost like slavery was a big problem in this country.
You think?
And that continues to have repercussions to the present day.
You think?
Yeah. Number three, Andrew Johnson. We talked about him earlier. Number two, Warren Harding.
Oh, I love Harding, man. He's such a cool guy. Totally involved in the oil industry.
Here's what it says. He was an ineffectual and indecisive leader who played poker while his friends plundered the U.S. Treasury. And number one, James Buchanan.
Wait, what happened to Trump?
I don't know that this list includes...
Modern people. Okay.
Here we go. Backing up to number 10, it's a tie between Richard Nixon and George W. Bush.
Interesting.
And then Herbert Hoover at number 9.
Hoover.
William Henry Harrison at 8. Ulysses Grant at 7. John Tyler at 6.
I don't think Grant was that bad.
He had a best-selling book that took him out of debt.
Right, so how could he possibly have been bad?
Oh, yeah, good guy.
All right, let's go to the phones. BT, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Abe, you might want to do a little research. There was a vice president who was elected circa 1852 who was known to wear dresses once in a while.
Is that right?
But he, yeah, but he died before I think he took office. He couldn't.
So he's a cross-dresser that died?
Yeah, he died
okay.
of some illness before because it was such a long
time. He fall on his heels? What?
Back in those days.
Okay.
Anything can happen. Anyway, you know, your comments about light rail and big business getting involved in everything. I mean, smart people saw that from the very beginning and were always battling people like you guys who said, oh, this is great, this is wonderful. It just all goes together, the zoning, the...
I never said any of that.
Anything like that. Okay, Joe, I'll let
don't
you
blame. Don't blame me.
Yeah, well, like I said, a lot of people, smart people, saw that coming. It was just this partnership. I mean, you look at the contributions reports for, let's say, North South back in 1998. It's like 80 pages of stuff, all from big businesses. You know, $50,000 contributions.
Well, I need to interrupt you for a second, BT. The thing about light rail is it's simply a development tool.
Exactly. But why there's so many people who just see it, you know, like they're so starry-eyed about it, you just can't get through to them, and they don't want to see that maybe a better idea was just more buses or something. But, you know, buses are not a sexy thing there. You don't see politicians with a parking lot full of brand-new buses and a giant scissors cutting this ribbon.
Well, we do. We just got some new ugly buses. But I want to point out that in San Francisco, in Seattle, in Vancouver, BC, they have electric buses running on tires that can move around and stuff that are much better than light rail.
Yeah, I've been there twice recently. They have about five or six different types of vehicles to ride around in. But I'm thinking more like, you know, natural gas. I don't like the wires all over. If you guys can get over it. But, you know, buses are flexible. They can change the schedules in an hour if they have to. They can add more. But see, the bus system here is being cannibalized to keep light rail going because it's so expensive. And that's really not helping a lot of poorer people who have jobs at these outlying areas, like a place like Beyond North Lombard or so. There's a lot of warehouses out there. You know, they just cut the service around 5 o'clock. And that's it. They have one bus an hour. It's really pathetic. And they're just cannibalizing when people don't really notice that sort of thing.
Well, and it's interesting that that the light rail going out on the west side doesn't go to Tektronix. It doesn't go to all the new tech companies. It doesn't go there.
Eventually it could. But, you know, they also have those new lines usually go through, and west side was a good example, where it goes through undeveloped land so that they can build up on it instead of going where the people were already. And it's, as you pointed out, it was a development thing, and they try to get it so that they really pack people in within a quarter of a mile of the line. And the idea is that they're getting new passengers for it, but that's not true, because it's the same, you know, 98% of the people are going to drive somehow or use a bus. So you're just packing people in, and the congestion gets worse. That's what happens when people are just not seeing beyond the end of their nose.
Now, okay, the motives of installing the light rail system aside, it does move a great deal of people from point A to point B all around the metro area. There's a period of time when I lived out in the Outer East Side.
You
and,
did?
I commuted by bicycle and Max. I would bike to the Max station, throw my bike on the train, ride in and get off, and then ride the rest of the way to work. It was an integral part. I would not have been able to do it without the train. So,
well, yeah, but you probably weren't going to ride a car. A lot of these people probably wouldn't have a car anyway. So it was a bus, rail, bicycle. That's what they were going to do. That's
okay.
The whole point. It's a really expensive thing to move a small number of people.
I have to let you go, man, because other people are
let
on the
go,
line.
Let me go, Joe. Let me go.
Okay, thank you very much. And also, I got to tell people, you need to call us and make a commitment to this station. We will be fighting fascism from now until the Trump dies. 877-50.
And then beyond.
And
If Trump dies,
the angel Trump will flutter down.
If Trump dies today, the movement that he helped drag out into the sunlight is not going away.
You're right.
The many followers who put him in office are not going away.
You're right.
Your stupid uncle who berates you at Thanksgiving with all sorts of conservative claptrap is not going away.
Do you have a stupid uncle?
It's the metaphorical stupid uncle that everybody
has. Oh, the metaphorical
has.
Stupid uncle. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
5266. How are we doing on money? Do they know?
I think they're tabulating. I think we should have a figure here pretty
soon. I'm afraid that we're getting too many calls.
It's never too many calls.
Okay.
This is Linda here in Membership Central.
Hello.
And the number 877-500-5266 has been getting lit up. All of our volunteers are very busy, and our supervisor, who will get those names to us so we can thank you and we'll add up the tally, is helping the people who are answering the phones right now. So we may not get to say that to you, but know that you are calling in and filling our phones, and that really makes a difference. We want you to continue doing that at 877-500-5266, showing your support for KBOO Community Radio and for its great morning talk show hosts, Abe and Joe.
Yeah, well, no, it's Joe and Abe.
Joe and Abe.
After all! Hey, Linda, thanks a lot. Let us know when you have some numbers, will you?
Yes, I will.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. And there's one dinner still on
the table.
Yeah,
there's still a dinner for two, and you and me, or not you and not me, as they wish, at the Screen Door.
$200.
Which is a great restaurant.
$200. It is a great restaurant.
$200. So
comfort food, southern style, soul food, whatever you want to call it. Barbecue.
Well, we don't call it soul food because it's not black.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Let's be fair.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's what is actually called lowland food.
Lowland food.
Yeah. I don't know who invented that term, but it's a thing.
It's Dutch
there's
food.
A couple of cookbooks with that title.
You know? Okay. Sure. All right. But in any event, a contribution of $200 will get you dinner with Joe and myself. That's $16.
The other dinner is gone.
I take it back.
Boy, I'm going to have to go whining to those people and say, give us a couple of more dinners for next week. That's great. I'm glad everybody's
Let us thank them for their generosity and maybe not go back to the well quite so soon.
You think?
I think.
Well, I want to say I'm amazed. I guess it must be the restaurant because it couldn't be us.
No, it could not be.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Well, I'm pleased. And, ego good. Meanwhile, the really important thing is that you, every one of you, if you haven't yet, or even if you have to make a contribution. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And remember, this is the station that in its promo for this very pledge drive is saying, we fight fascism.
We fight fascism.
We fight fascism.
Yes, we do.
And we don't like the Trump.
And we don't like the Trump. Yeah.
We don't like the Trump. Even though we began today with money, money, money. We were being ironic, you know.
Right. We were.
That was my choice.
Yeah. We were being funky.
Funky?
So funky, you and I, Joe.
I don't know. And when I was a youth, there was no funky.
No.
I'm so old, there was no funky.
You predate the funk, Joe.
I predate the funk. I remember when the funk happened. Unleash the funk. What? Oh no, really.
If you'd like to call and chat with us, we've got a little more time left in today's show. 503-231
very little
8187. The number though that you really want to call, 877-500-5266. And really, if you'd much rather make a contribution online, you can do that. I know it saves you the trouble of actually having to speak to somebody. I get that. I'm in that space sometimes. You know, just take my money. Don't talk to me. You can do that.
I'm using the net less and less.
KBOO.FM. Click on the donate button.
Yeah. And if quickly they've done a tabulation, I'd love to know how much money we got.
Yeah, I think they're going to have that for us shortly.
Or not. Listen, this is, I want to be clear about a couple of things. Both Abe and I have a lot of fun, even during Pledge Drive. We're also very much committed to bringing you facts, and I mean facts, about what's going on. It's often dark and ugly, but without it, you would be in ignorance. I mean, how many of you get the New York Times? You know, and that's not the answer either, by the way. How many of you get the good left-wing papers or good left-wing magazines? It's hard to keep up. And it's so heavy, so dark, so evil, so incredible. Children in cages, for God's sake, because their skin is dark and because they're desperate. What are we doing as a nation?
Volunteers
are so busy they haven't been able to total the money yet. I guess that's good.
That is good. That's the kind of news we want, right? There's so much money coming in.
Money.
We're having a hard time.
It's difficult.
Counting it all.
It's difficult. It's really difficult.
Okay, here's another survey of worst presidents.
Boy, you really are on this worst president trip. Go.
This is from this was commissioned last year by Siena University, or actually earlier this year. It was a poll of historians. Trump enters the survey. It's the first time he's appeared in this particular survey.
It was his first year of criminal.
At 42nd.
Oh, he's that.
The bottom five were rounded out by Andrew Johnson, James Buchanan, Warren Harding, Franklin Pierce.
Boy, those guys are not popular, mainly, I think, because they were totally incompetent and did not wish to acknowledge the inevitability of getting black people free.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah,
really?
Yep. So this the top of the survey,
yeah.
If you're interested in that, this year, George Washington.
What?
I'll get to that in a second. Franklin Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson at number five.
Wait a minute. These are good guys or bad guys?
These are the top. This is the top of the survey. Oh. Washington, and I haven't read this in depth, and I'm guessing this is why they gave him the top spot. It's because he was the man who could have been king. And
oh,
he
I see.
Stepped
he passed
aside.
On it. Yeah, no, he was. Yeah. That was a good thing.
In fact, the King of England at the time was
George III
was heard to say, "If this is true and Washington has stepped aside, then he is the greatest man in the world."
Well, George III was a demented fool.
He was.
He suffered from what is the name of that disease? Porphyria.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Really true.
Well, I think we're pretty much at the end of our show. I really want to thank everybody who called up and became a member of KBOO today or renewed their membership. Sincerely, we really appreciate your support.
Yeah, and it's not about us. It's about the station. And you're doing a good thing, and it'll help you in your life for real.
Indeed. We're fighting fascists. If you want to join that fight, you know where to go.
And thanks a lot. And remember, it's the best in music and the finest in public affairs on KBOO. 877-500-5266.
Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy.
This is KBOO Portland. The time now is 9 o'clock. Coming up next is Alternative Radio.
To give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Waffle Window, with multiple locations in Portland and Bridgeport. With a specialty in savory and sweet waffles, The Waffle Window offers seasonal specialties with a twist. Serving breakfast and lunch, open daily from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. or later. Lunch was provided by Godey's Texas Style Barbecue, located in Vancouver, Washington at 15640 Northeast 4th Plain Road. Open Tuesdays through Sunday, Godey's serves Southern cuisine such as barbecue and sandwiches for lunch and dinner. Dinner was provided by Radio Room, located in Northeast Portland at 1101 Northeast Alberta Street. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., Radio Room is a lounge that serves new American cuisine and drinks. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.